In general, people are very excited. I think that people are, of course, optimistic that the first family will visit certain events or stop in different stores or restaurants. But it almost, you know what, it almost doesn't matter what they do. We're just so excited that they chose Martha's Vineyard again for a family destination for vacation. And our hope is that they have a great time while they're here.
Well, now you've had a number of famous visitors over the years, including the former president, President Bill Clinton, and his wife Hillary, as well as a former First Lady, Jackie Onassis, who had a home for many years on Martha's Vineyard. What perhaps, though, is different about this particular president at this time?
Well, I think, you know, that President Obama and his family have sort of ushered in a new era for the United States, historically speaking. And I think that the folks on Martha's Vineyard are just embracing that spirit, that energy. Of course, Massachusetts, very historically, a very democratic state, and Martha's Vineyard certainly falls in line with that. But it's not just about party. It's definitely about, I think, a new energy that we haven't experienced for several years. And also, I think that having young children in the White House contributes to the fun of the first family and what they bring when they come on vacation.
Now, I believe Mr. Obama and his family are renting a private home. Before, Mr. Obama has visited the island, and I believe he stayed at Oak Bluffs, which is a historical African-American community, or at least a part of it is. Do you know a bit about this estate, I believe, that Mr. Obama will be renting?
It's called Blue Heron Farm, and it's located in the town of Chilmark on Martha's Vineyard. It's in a more rural area, what's traditionally known as Up Island. And we understand that the primary reason for renting this particular home is so that the president and first family can be very safe and well protected while they're here.
Remembering back on former President Clinton's visit to the island, a number of stores, businesses got in the act, you know, naming certain, I guess, types of ice cream cones or, recipes after him. Do you see that sort of thing going on Martha's Vineyard today about Mr. Obama?
That has emerged in full force this week. Can I tell you that we have our microbrewery locally will be tapping this weekend ale to the chief. We have a Obamarita that has been launched at our local Mexican restaurant. And the Beefy Bobama dog biscuit was launched at the farmer's market this weekend in celebration of Obama coming to the island.
Well, that's true. You know, I hadn't thought about that. There's a presidential dog this time possibly involved in this.
That's right. Certainly President Clinton and his family brought their pets when they came on vacation, and we understand that the Obama family will be doing the same.